More Inconvenient Truth. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Pat Tillman story was one of those tales of heroism that every war needs. Tillman gives up his NFL contract to defend his country after 9/11, goes to Afghanistan, and in 2004 is killed by the enemy while charging up a hill. He gets the Silver Star. Except now we know that he wasn't killed by the enemy while charging up a hill. He was killed by his own men while yelling at them to stop firing at him. He'd circled back to help his convoy out of an ambush, but was mistaken for the enemy, and the Army knew this, even as the speakers at his memorial service repeated the wrong story. The Pentagon has now apologized for that, saying there was a series of mistakes in reporting what happened and placing the blame on a number of officers, including four generals, who gave what's described as misleading or inaccurate information. It was a screw-up. Nobody lied. They just made mistakes. But the family suspects that Pentagon officials deliberately used Pat Tillman to create a feel-proud story from Afghanistan at a time when the fight in Iraq was turning ugly, an antidote to the Abu Ghraib pictures. They think the Army investigation was a lie. Of course, we learned over the last few years that no one in official Washington ever really lies. It's always a mistake. It's never a deliberate attempt to mislead. And unless you get the DNA, lies are almost impossible to prove. At least Pat Tillman gets to keep his Silver Star. Think of this as yet another reminder that in war, the first casualty is truth, and it too is usually the victim of friendly fire. And no one is ever quite sure how it died. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.